There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 19th edition. Hope everybody's ready for the weekend. It's a warm one out west here. We're talking, we're getting into the 90s. Hope everyone stayed safe in the Midwest, those tornadoes. But yesterday's ugly slate is behind us. It's just chaos, like I expected. And we have a fun one tonight. There's a lot of pitchers to target, a couple high-priced options. The middle of the pack, the $8,000 range, is outstanding. Definitely a day where you don't have to pay for pitching if you don't feel like it. Quick look at the weather. There is a Brewers-Cubs game middle of the day. That's why it's 14-game main slate. Wind blowing in from center in Wrigley, and lots of chances of rain. So interesting game there if you're playing the all day. When you get elsewhere, first big concerns in Cincinnati, Rockies at Reds. Anywhere up to 40 to 45% chances of thunderstorms. Just keep an eye on that one. Rangers at Tigers, wind blowing out to right field. Pretty good. At a pretty good rate there, so that's intriguing. Angels at Mets, wind blowing in from right field. From left field. Nice look for Mr. Jacob DeGrom. When you head to, if Houston leaves the roof open, which I doubt they will with the chances of rain, wind's blowing out there. But going to St. Louis, Giants at Cardinals, 20 to 30% chances of thunderstorms at game time. Gets worse as the night goes on, so that could be an interesting one to watch. Boston at Oakland, wind blowing out to right field in that one. And that's about all you have to worry about. So nothing too crazy, light chances of thunderstorms, couple games to keep an eye on. You know the drill, Mr. David Roth is your man. Let's get into tonight's action. Starting off with the pitchers, as usual, your top-priced arm is one of the arms I always love to pay for. In another great spot tonight, we're talking Chris Sale of the Boston Red Sox at the Oakland A's, $13,000. Yep, it's steep price tag. Last start was against the Rays, 7 innings, 2 hits, 3 earned, 2 walks. Those 3 earned came off of 2 home runs, 1 to Logan Morrison, 1 to Kevin Kiermaier. Lomo's was the first left-handed home run he's given up all year. It's funny, he gives up 2 in the same game. But 12 strikeouts on his way to 35.4 DraftKings points. 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 straight starts of 10Ks or more. He's got 27, or he had one that 25 or more DraftKings points in every start, averaging 32.7 a game. These are all things you know about Chris Sale. I'm pretty much preaching to the choir, but when you want to look at barrel FIP on the season, he is number one overall. Barrel FIP at 207, getting barreled 3.2% of the time. Striking out 38.81% of the batters he's facing this year. In the last 30 days, he's number two with a 2.13 barrel FIP, getting barreled 357. And his K percentage is up to 40%. Going up against the A's and Oco, A's league average versus lefties, if that. They strike out almost over 23% of the time against lefties. Chris Sale, great, great play tonight. Next up, Jacob DeGrom, $11,100. He's always a conundrum. The price tag is just steep for me. When he's locked in, he's great. getting your double-digit Ks, but then starts like last one, six innings, eight hits, four earned, seven Ks, only got you 14 points, and he was 11K. He's just so inconsistent. He seems to have that one inning where the wheels come off the bus, but he is a guy that strikes out almost 26% of the batters he faces. Facing an Angels team with the like barely league average wOBA of 295 versus righties, striking out almost 21% of the time. When you're looking at the matchup tonight, Vegas, or not Vegas, team implied team total of 346, lefties hitting 277, righties hitting 327 off of DeGrom. Definitely a good spot at home and nice city field. I think there's better options to save some money on later, but definitely is in a good spot against a very bad lineup that's striking out more than normal this year. He has to avoid that blip on the radar. So for the price tag, it's just he hasn't been meeting the number enough for me to love him. I like him, but I don't love him. One guy I do love, I hate the price tag because it's skyrocketing because everyone's jumping on the bandwagon now, especially after his last start in Coors Field of six innings, five hits, no earned, 10 Ks. Back-to-back double-digit performances in the strikeout department of 33.9 and 35.5 DraftKings points. 18.5 or more in four straight starts, 8 Ks or more in three of four, no earned runs in three of his last four starts. We're talking Alex Wood of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Price tag sucks, though. Like, he's been $8,600 once. Other than that, it's been like in the sevens or less. He's been great. The last 25 days, barrel FIP, he is numero uno. Barrel FIP of 1.03. Getting barreled 0.93% of the time. Less than 1% of the time. Outstanding. And his K percentage is 37.38%. He has been as advertised. He's facing the Marlins, who have a nice team wOBA of 333 versus left-handed pitching. Strikeout percentage of 21% versus lefties. Phenomenal matchup. They have the lowest implied team total on the board of 325. The A's are 334 versus Sale. Marlins are lowest on the board. Lefties hitting 304. Righties are only hitting 249 versus Wood. He is dominating righties. Righty heavy lineup. You usually worry about Ozuna and Stanton. You saw Ryu do pretty well last night. Woods much better than Ryu. Now, the thing with Woods, he doesn't really go late in the games, so that's frustrating. He's going to have to get the strikeouts. But if you don't want to pay up, this is my top option on the slate after Chris Sale. And it's kind of 1A and 1B. I love Sales because you know he's going to just light the world on fire. But you can save, $3,600 right here. That's a good quality outfielder alone, let alone you space it through your lineup. So Wood at 9,400, very nice play. Now we get to the $8,000 range where there's upside. And we started off with Luis Severino at $8,800, a guy we've been targeting quite a bit this year. Bumpy road last time out against Houston. 2 1/3, six hits, three earned, three walks, two Ks. They got him out after 77 pitches. Very bad start, but prior to that, dominated it at Chicago against the Cubs. Rocky against Toronto, dominated at Boston. He faced Tampa earlier this year at home. Seven innings, five hits, two earned, 11 Ks, 34.2 DraftKings points. He's been very, very good this year. He's had a couple hiccups. He's young. He's going to have those. Now, obviously, he's facing a Rays team that we know has some great left-handed bats that can hit anybody, even some righties in Souza. You got Severino, who is striking out over 23% of the batters he faces. The Rays striking out over 26% of the time versus righties. Nice team wOBA, 334. Not sugarcoating that. But they have an implied team total that's the fifth lowest on the board at 3.88. Lefties hitting 303, righties hitting 345. So, the Rays, they can bring out five to six lefties on most games against righties. And he pitches better against lefties than righties. I could see him giving up a home run or two, but then I could also see him 8-plus Ks. So, if he gets up three runs against me 8-plus Ks, he's still in for a very good 20-plus point night at $8,800 in Tampa. It's one of those that if Tampa's swinging it like they can blow him up. But definitely lots of upside. He's got 30-plus point potential when he's locked in on this slate. Another gamble play. It's to me, it's even more risky than Tampa Bay. just because you never know what the Cleveland bats are going to do. But Cleveland at Houston, Charlie Morton, $8,700. Got hit around his last time out, gave up 4 runs and 5 2/3 at the Yankees, but he struck out 10. Still got you 23.4 points. That's what I'm saying with Severino. Morton didn't even go 6 innings, gave up 4 runs, but he struck out 10 and still got you 23.4. I'll take that against Cleveland if Charlie Morton wants to do that. He's gotten you basically 20 or more points in 4 straight starts, 8 or more Ks in 3 of those 4s. He's been outstanding. He's like the resurrection of resurrection projects, really figuring stuff out. Obviously, Cleveland, very good offense, going to be, you know, in Houston, a nice hitter-friendly ballpark. When you're talking Chucky striking out, well, we'll go to the FIP board. On the season, he is 17th, getting with a barrel FIP of 3.46, getting barreled 3% of the time, striking out 27% of the batters he's faced. But on the last 25 days, he's been even better. He's 8th best with a 2.79 FIP. He's only getting barreled 2.36% of the time, so a little less than overall on the season. And the biggie, he has struck out 32.28% of the batters he's faced in the last 30 days. Pretty darn good. The downside, like I usually mention with Chucky, is the control. And he's walked almost 12% of the batters he's faced in his last 30 days. That's not good, Bob. So definitely always a gamble with Chucky. It seems like he'll be dealing. Has that one inning that makes us all go, what the hell just happened? But very intriguing matchup. Many, I think, will avoid because of the Cleveland bats. One last look before we move on here when it comes to the Cleveland options tonight. Implied team total of 403. Lefties hitting 271. Righties 348. So righties hit Chucky a lot better than lefties, obviously. And they do have lefties. You know, you have Santana and Kipnis and Ramirez and Brantley and Chisenhall and Zimmer. So there's a lot of lefties in that lineup that Morton can, you know, work his sinker on. So very intriguing matchup for Chucky. As you go down the list, we get to Chris Tillman's an interesting gamble at Toronto just because Kevin Pillar's out with a suspension. But you got Smoke, Morales, Bautista. Some interesting options. There's been some guys playing out of the rear end a bit. I like Toronto's bats a bit, but Tillman's also an interesting GPP play. But the weather is going to be warm and blowing out a little bit in Baltimore. It's very dicey. Just wanted to bring him up, though. Next up, Taijuan Walker, $8,400 at the Padres. I know the Padres, you know, they hit off and on. We will pick on them again. The thing with Taijuan is he just hasn't been striking guys out lately, and that's where it gets tough to play him. Against Pittsburgh, 6 innings, 8 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 3 Ks, only got you 7 points. Coolers, I don't count. At Washington, got you 10.5. But then prior to that, at home against the Padres, 8 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 11 Ks for 37 DraftKings points. He's been very, very good prior to that. So the last few games have been a bit of a road bump. If you don't think he's going to figure it out, move on. There's tons of good options tonight. But he's in a really nice spot in San Diego. He's left the comforts of Chase Field. And he's going up against a Padres team with an average wOBA of 302 and a strikeout rate of 25.4. When it comes to his barreling on the season, he's 22nd. Getting barreled 2.99% of the strike time, striking out 21.39% of the batters he faces. Last 30 days, even better, 18th overall. 3.23 barrel FIP, getting barreled 2.33% of the time. And he's striking out almost 21% of the batters he's facing. So it's a very intriguing matchup. Very intriguing against a Padres team in that ballpark. Don't mind him at all. This middle range, lots of good options. If you don't want to pay up, you can mix and match in the middle and get some nice little lineups put together for you. Another one I like is Mr. Nate Karns, this guy we've been rolling with. He'll be overlooked tonight. Indeed, he's at Minnesota, so everyone thinks, okay, you know, you got Snow and Dozier and company. Always a scary predicament there. But Karns has been filthy of late. 3 straight starts of 28 or more DraftKings points. 7 or more Ks in those 3 starts. 2 earned runs, 0 earned runs. That was against Baltimore, at Tampa Bay, against the White Sox. He's pitched outstanding of late. He's definitely figuring it out, using the changeup more on the corners, bringing the heat when he needs to bring the heat. He has looked extremely well, and even in the last 30 days, he's entered the barrel FIP top 25, 22nd overall, getting barreled 5.98% of the time, but he's striking out 34.19% of batters he's facing, which is outstanding. going up against the Twins, striking out 22.2% of the time versus righties, 329 team WOBA. And the Twins have applied team total of 410, lefties hitting 295, righties 353 off Karns. So, you know, Sano and Dozier, definite concerns, but they're concerns against whoever they face. So that's just the harsh reality of the situation. But as a whole, Nate Karns makes for a very nice low GPP play. Moving on, Michael Wacha, 7,800 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Wacha averaging almost 18 DraftKings points per game, coming off of 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned 6K performance against Atlanta. He's going to give up a few runs every game, but he's also going to get you 5 or more Ks on most occasions. He's been very consistent. Literally one bad start, everything else was like 17 or more DraftKings points. So $7,800 at home against a bad Giants team. Yeah, they played better of late. They're at home for starters, which always, you know, helps. But they have hit a little better. Belt swinging it well. Posey swinging it really well. But as a whole, Giants offense, not good. If they beat up Michael Wacha, I would be ecstatic as a Giants fan, but I'm not expecting the world. 276 team WOBA against righties. Wacha striking out about 20% of the batters he faces, while the Giants strike out about 20% of the time. Giants have an implied team total of 349, which is fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties hitting 320, righties 342 off of Wacha. So teams are hitting him. They're just not scoring a ton. So, like I said, he'll give up a couple almost every game, but he's getting you the strikeouts. The Giants will strike out a ton, so that downside is an interesting one. But $7,800, nice lower priced option. Move on to our last cheaper options of the night. You got Jeremy Hellickson, $7,100 at home or on the road in Pittsburgh. Nice pitcher friendly ballpark going up against that Pirates offense. 290 team WOBA versus righty, striking out 19% of the time. Hellboy has been scary, is the only downside. First off, we'll go with the Pirates, one of the higher totals on the board at 458. But lefties are hitting 311, righties 303. So it's like not, you know, drastic in either direction. The scary part is the last 30 days, he's the fourth worst barrel FIP, 632, getting barreled 8.7% of the time, and he's only striking out 11.3% of batters he faces. We've used Hellickson a few times, and he just limits the damage, doesn't give up a ton, but the strikeouts are rarely there. So I'm just giving him to you as, you know, a total GPP option. Maybe he'll run into 5-plus Ks and shut down Pittsburgh. But I don't mind some of the Pirates' bats. But as a whole, the game kind of sucks, period, Philadelphia at Pittsburgh. But I wanted to mention him just as a lower price, almost 6K arm tonight. Another 6K arm, Hector Santiago, 6,600 at home against the Royals. Santiago, 3.80 ERA. Got beat up against Cleveland his last time out. But prior to that, outstanding at the White Sox, team that hits lefties well. 6 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks, but he had 5 walks, which was a downside. But overall, he's been doing pretty solid this year. Hittable at times, not going to deny that. You look at the barrel fit board, it can be scary. Last 30 days, he is... Oh, that's the wrong board. If you scroll down, Bubba. Last 30 days, he's 5th worst, 6.28 barrel FIP, getting barreled 7.56% of the time, but he's striking out at least 17.65% of the batters he faces, but he's walking over 12%. That's not good. So you look into that. The Royals are dreadful against left-handed pitching. That's why I wanted to bring him up as a nice punt play. Sure, he's giving up loud contact. He does get some Ks. The Royals are striking out almost 21% of the time versus lefties. That's a plus. Team WOBA of 259, which is one of the lowest in baseball. And their team total is one of the lowest on the night. 2.4. They're the 6th lowest implied team total at 3.90. Lefties hitting 367. Righties 316 off of Hector Santiago. Royals do have a kind of outside. You have Hosmer, Moustakas, and Gordon. Then it's a bunch of righties. So it's an interesting matchup with Santiago. Definitely a pump play. $6,600. That's what you're expecting at that price tag. And that's what you're going to get. A roll of the dice. And the last one. Always hate targeting guys versus the Yankees, but at $4,300, Roster Ramirez is definitely in play tonight. He's been outstanding. He's been a big bullpen arm, but he's also made some spot starts. Even his last bullpen appearance at Boston, 2 innings, no hits, no runs, 4 Ks, just in 2 innings of work. But his last start in Baltimore on the 26th of April, 4 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 3 Ks for 13.2. and he made a start against Detroit on the 20th. Five innings, two hits, one earned, five Ks for 22.1 points. He had 10 points against Boston prior to that. So 10 or more points basically in his three starts. We don't know exactly how extended he's been. He's been like their middle long relief guy. They're expecting 45 to 50 pitches tonight, so he's not going to go super deep, maybe three or four innings. But $4,300, we're talking like almost middle-tier outfielder. So you're looking double. If he can get you 10 or more, you're happy. He's a total punt play. You know the Yankees can rake. There's no denying that at all. They did get shut down by Danny Duffy yesterday, which is very entertaining to say the least. Rossimo striking out about 18% he faces. The Yankees striking out 22% of the time versus righties. Have an amazing team, Woba, like 356. No sugarcoating that one. Lefties hitting 350. Righties only hitting 285 versus Arosimo. And we know that they have some good lefties in that lineup. So it's very, very much a gamble. Just want to bring them up because when you can get a pitcher on DraftKings in the four low fours like that, they're almost always in play just for the total upside punt play. Like I'm telling you, if he gets 10-plus points, you're happy, you move on, and you're basically paid for a goddamn like middle infielder, a high-priced second baseman or something, and he's pitching for you. So it's outstanding. So let's mention it real quick. We got Chris Sale, 13,000 Oakland, is obviously great. DeGrom, 11-1 versus Angels. It's a good matchup. DeGrom's just been so inconsistent. It's a high price tag. I don't mind if you use him, but I think there's other options elsewhere. Alex Wood, 9,400 versus Miami is outstanding. Luis Severino, 8,800 at Tampa Bay. Huge K upside potential there. Chucky Morton, 8,700 versus Cleveland. Like him quite a bit. Tywan Walker, 8,400 at San Diego. Carnes, 8K at Minnesota. Waka, 7,800 versus San Francisco. So that Woods, Severino, Morton, Walker, Carnes, and Waka. Mix and match however you feel there, and I like it a ton. Woods, Severino, Morton are my top three. Then I go Carnes, and then Walker and Walker, kind of the last two right next to each other. But I like Carnes a lot because he'll be so overlooked, and that K potential is huge. Blow-ups are always there with Nate Carnes. That's been a fact. But the last month or so, he's been outstanding once he started using the changeup more and locating it. So I like what I'm seeing with him. Very good upside there. Then you have Helixson, Santiago, and Ramirez as your three punts. I'd go like Arosimo, Santiago, Helixson in that order in my punting department. So tons of good options. I love nights like this where you can go all over the board. It'll make ownership scatter and make the GPP plays very, very fun for everybody involved. So it's not just, you know, chalk central, hopefully. Because it's been way too chalky lately. I had some long talks with some buddies of mine that play a lot of DraftKings. And the first few weeks when I was doing really well, it wasn't chalk. So you actually had to know what you're doing. Lately, it's been chalky, chalky, chalky. Just stick to the course. It's going to be fine. It's not how it always works out. It's going to be fine. We're still winning here and there, just not as much as we like. It will be fine. So let's look at some bats. Got some great pitching options. Let's go to the bats at the catcher's position. Gary Sanchez, 4,600, is in play. The guy's just raking. Like I always preface, it's hard to pay for catchers, but Sanchez is one to pay for. And lately, so is Buster Posey. He's first base and catcher is optional. He's 4,200. In St. Louis, nice park shift from San Francisco to St. Louis, 4,200 for Posey. Gattis versus Trevor Bauer is 3,900. Trevor Bauer, you got the Astros team total of 447. Lefties, 318. Righties, 324 off of Bauer. Bauer's got the K upside, but he also gets a lot of hard contact against. Jonathan Lucroy versus the lefty Daniel Norris at 3,700. Yasmani Grandal against the lefty Nicolino is not as ideal as a righty, but he's 3,700. Beef Wellington's 3,500. Salvi Perez versus the lefty Santiago, 34. That's a good play if you're not using Santiago. Brian McCann against Bauer at 3,400 is an outstanding play. Like McCann quite a bit. Matt Wieters, 3,400 versus Dickey. I'd rather pay for McCann, but to get a piece of the Nationals offense against Dickey is not a bad thing. Cardinals are definitely in play today. They have an implied team total of 401. Lefties hitting 332. Righties 313 off of Matt Moore. Just so you know, Matt Moore in the last 25 days has the 8th worst barrel FIP at 602, getting barreled 8% of the time. On the season, he's worst overall, getting barreled 8.1% of the time. Yadi Molina, $3,300. JT Realmuto, 3,300. Alex Avila, first base catcher, optional. Against Nick Martinez, $3,200. Miggy Cabrera's been out the last couple days. So definitely keep him in mind. In the last 30 days, Nick Martinez, 18th worst barrel FIP at 5.40, getting barreled 7.09% of the time. He's only striking out 11.81% of batters. Lots of balls in play against Martinez. Avila, 3,200. Nice play there. See if Chris Herman's catching for Arizona. I mentioned him on Thursday. He walked it off for us. Catcher outfield eligible. Jared Weaver pitching for San Diego. Herman, 3,200 bucks. Definitely worth a look there. Robinson Chirinos versus the lefty Daniel Norris at 2,800 is a solid play. James McCann, 2,800 versus Nick Martinez is a good play. If you're not using Carnes, Jason Castro at 2,800 bucks is a nice little punt. Don't mind that at all. You got like Sandy Leone is only 2,600 versus Kendall Graveman, which is really, really tasty. Don't mind that at all. If you're fading Chris Sale for some reason, Josh Fegley catching for Oakland. He catches against lefties, 2,600 bucks. Everyone's going to like some Jesus Sucre of Tampa Bay, 2,500 versus Severino. I mentioned him the other day in the small slate. He killed it, but that was a small slate play. Big slate, I wouldn't go to him as often, but he's there if you're looking for a cheap option. Don't forget, Rene Rivera of the Mets is only 2,200 bucks against Nolasco if you want a punt catcher. He's been outstanding if he's in the lineup. He's just been raking. Plowecki's been getting more of the playing time, but when Rivera's in, kid's mashing, 2,200 bucks. First base, Paul Goldschmidt at 5,200 versus Weaver is outstanding. Joey Votto, 5K against Anderson is a nice play as well. Freeman's out so long, it just sucks. I wish they just take him off the screen so I don't have to see that every day. That's depressing. You got Ian Desmond. Colorado's in Cincinnati. It's intriguing if the weather stays off. Bonilla's making a start after his complete game against the Giants. He really didn't look that good to me. I think it's more the Giants just suck. Colorado could have some fun tonight. Desmond's 4,800. First base outfield eligible. Mark Reynolds, 4,700. Chris Davis is in a great spot tonight at home against Aaron Sanchez. Chris Davis, 4,600. He's on fire. I would get him in some lineups for sure tonight, people. Don't sleep on Christopher Crush Davis. Jay Bruce, first base outfield eligible against Nolasco, 46. Ryan Zimmerman, 4,600 versus Dickey's not bad at all. Will Myers, 4,400. Mentioned Posey. Carlos Santana said lefties off of Morton's where you don't want to go. He does very well versus lefties, but if for some reason you want to go against the grain, Santana's 42. Kendrys Morales versus Tillman's a very nice play at 4,100. Don't mind Morales at all. 22 points yesterday on DraftKings. Matt Carpenter, 4,100 versus Moore. Don't be worried about the lefty-lefty matchup there. Matt Carpenter can hit just fine off of Matt Moore. A lot of people will worry about him, so he should be low-owned. Eric Hosmer, 4K versus Santiago. Jose Abreu versus Miranda. Miranda's that guy, he gets crushed so often. Home runs for days, and then he'll have like that one start where he pisses you off. Then he gets crushed so often for days again, then pisses you off. Jose Abreu is on fire. 4K, great play against Mr. Miranda. I'll even see what the total people think. White Sox, 3.94 implied team total. Lefties hitting 3.43. Righties, 3.10 off Miranda. Tommy Joseph, 3,900 versus Williams. Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh. Williams pitcher so bad. If Morales is not playing, he should be because the DH is back for Toronto. But I also love Justin Smoke at 3,800. Morales and Smoke are both just great plays today. It just sucks you can only use one of them for Toronto. Josh Bell at 3,800, another good play. I mentioned him yesterday. He went yard. He's swinging a really good bat. People always overlook him. He's usually farther down in the lineup. Yesterday he was fourth, so I definitely plugged him in the four hole. Against Hellickson, I mentioned earlier, he's giving up a lot of barrels right now. So definitely keep an eye on Bell. There's better first basemen on the board always. But I love when people are quote-unquote touts say, oh, you'll never want to pay down at first base. Why not? That's what makes you different. You're bitching about chalk everywhere. Well, be different. That's how you win stuff. It doesn't work all the time, obviously, but that's how you win it. Like Brandon Belt, first base outfield eligible. He's 3,600 bucks. The dude's been putting up double-digit points like crazy. Going up against Waka, who we know is going to give up a few runs, even though he might have a great start. He's going to get hit a bit. He's going to give up a home run or two, maybe, in that ballpark. Why isn't Belt a good GPP play? He is at 3,600 bucks. Sorry, I have to rant once in a while. Some of these touts I see and listen to, it blows my mind, the crap that comes out of their mouth. And people pay for it to top it off. Logan Morrison, Lomo, we've been on him like crazy. Against Severino, 3,300 bucks. Great price tag for Lomo. Boy's been raking. I don't mind a Tampa stack at all. I love Severino as a pitcher, but I told you that blow-up potential is always there. So a little Tampa stack is not bad at all if you want to roll the dice. It could get shut down. Severino could strike out 12. But, hell, you saw Sale strike out 12. But Lomo and Kiermaier both went deep. You'd be happy as a clam because no one's going to use them. Mitch Moreland, 3,300 versus Graveman. Definitely in play there. Danny Valencia versus the lefty Quintana. This is where he strives versus the lefty. He's 3,200 bucks. Definitely a sneaky play there on this slate. And that should do it for the first base. Yeah, that'll do it. Sorry about the rant. I'll try to keep it back to DFS, but it's been building up lately listening to some of the crap I see. Second base, Jose Altuve, 4,900 bucks. Daniel Murphy, 47. Both are in play there. Brian Dozier, 4,500 versus Carnes. Starlin Castro versus Erasmo at 4,300. Because you are going to see a lot of Tampa bullpen potentially, so that makes Yankees better than normal. Like, I like the punt with Ramirez, but they could hit Ramirez just fine. Plus, you're going to get 4 or 5 innings at least of Tampa bullpen. Ian Kinsler, 4,200. Jason Kipnis, 4,100. Kept swinging a better bat. I said Morton's better as lefties, though, so buyer beware. Devin Travis, 3,900. Dustin Pedroia, 3,900. Neil Walker, 3,900 versus Nolasco is definitely a nice little play there. Jed Jericho, 3,700 versus Moore. Hits righties better than lefties, but he mashes, period, and Moore gets mashed. So don't sleep on Jericho, second base, third base, 3,700. Cesar Hernandez versus Williams for Philly, 3,700. Nice top-of-the-order bat option there for 37. Chris Taylor of the Dodgers has been raking. He's been raking lefties. He's 3,700 bucks versus Nicolino. Do not sleep on Chris Taylor tonight. Hopefully they bat him towards the top of that order. Drury at 37 for Arizona. Scope, 36 for Baltimore. Both nice plays. Solarte, 3,500 versus Taiwan. Joe Panic, 3,400. Not a ton of power potential, but there's more power potential in this ballpark than in San Francisco. So it's an interesting play if they have him towards the top. I will say that much. Adam Frazier for Pittsburgh, if he's leading off second base, outfield eligible at 3K versus Hellickson. Could be a nice value play there at the leadoff position. Something to keep an eye on in that one. And I mentioned him before, second base, third base eligible for the White Sox, Yolmer Sanchez. He's 2,300 bucks. He's a switch hitter. He's been hitting towards the top of that order. And he's been hitting really well. So keep an eye on that against the lefty Miranda. Could definitely be a nice top of the order play in Chicago as a cheaper, low owned part of a potential White Sox stack if that's where you're going. Nolan Arenado, third base. Nolan Arenado, 5,200. Machado's day to day at 49. He'd be in a good spot if he's playing. Jacob Lamb, I know it's not in Coors Light, but still against Weaver at 4,700 bucks, a great play. Sano, 46. Don't mind him at all. Mikel Franco, 4,100. I don't know why they moved him down to seventh, but he's been hitting well down there, so maybe that's why. He's a good play at 41. Longoria, 3,900. Seager hits lefties just fine, so don't be worried about that against Quintana, 3,800. Mentioned Jericho. The Todd Father, 3,700 versus Miranda is a very intriguing play. Inconsistent, but very intriguing. Eugenio Suarez against the lefty Anderson at 3,700 bucks is in play for a Reds stack if you're going that way. Anderson's been good, better than most in his last couple years, like not lighting the world on fire. He's a Rockies pitcher, for Christ's sake, but he's not bad, 3,700. Be careful with Justin Turner of the Dodgers. He left last night's game with a leg injury. I would imagine a day or two off for him, so keep an eye on that. Marwin Gonzalez, 3,600 versus Bowers. Intriguing third base outfield eligible. Ryan Schimpf, 3,600 versus Walker. Always home run potential for Schimpf facing a right-handed pitcher. Josh Harrison, second base, third base, 3,500. Chase Headley versus Arosimo, 3,500. Definitely part of your Yankees action. Mike Moustakas, 34. Don't mind him. Even though he's a lefty, he's just fine. Do not panic, folks. And that might take us through this. Yeah, that's going to do it. I mentioned Yolmar Rodriguez already for you. Second base, third base for the White Sox. Shortstop, Carlos Correa at 5K against Bauer. I still can't pay 5K for Trey Turner, especially since he's never faced a knuckler Dickey. He's been hitting better of late. He's almost getting close to earning the pay at that price. But a youngster never faced that knuckleballer. He could go, 5 for 5. But there's something that's said to have seen a knuckleballer before. So I'll sit and watch that one. Lindor against Morton, 4,500. Seager is just not hitting well. I got to let him get hot again. Go down to Bogarts, 4,300, swinging a good stick. Gene Segura versus Quintana at 41. Segura is just awesome. And a three-run homer last night. The guy is just great. Christopher Owings, 4,100, shortstop outfield eligible versus Weaver. Aledimus Diaz versus Moore at 39. Aledimus Diaz, that's a great play at 3,900 bucks against Moore. Cardinals stack, they usually get overlooked. I'm hoping they do because Matt Moore is bad. He pitched really good last time. He pitches good at home for the most part. That's just something he's done his whole career. St. Louis, 4.01 implied team total. Lefties hitting 332, righties 313 off of Moore. And a ton of hard contact. Zach Cozart versus a lefty, 3,800. Cozart's hitting lefties really, really well. He left yesterday's game with an injury, so make sure he's in the lineup if you choose to use him. Pat Valeka, 3,600, shortstop for the Rockies in Cincinnati against Bonilla. You know, it's not Coors Field, but Cincinnati's no joke either, so could be a nice cheap option there. Didi Gregorius, 3,500, definitely in play, swinging a good stick since his return from the DL. Brandon Crawford, 3,300 versus Walker's extreme value. For the protection you can get from Crawford, he gets overlooked so many times. His price is a joke to me. 3,300 bucks. The values, definitely, they like the next guy. Tim Beckham, our boy. He's 3K against Severino. I know Severino can be great, but Beckham at 3K, that value for that upside, that's phenomenal. Tim Beckham, that was our number 2,900. We played him all the time. 3K, play him. Like, that's just great value at the position for potential upside. And you can spend money elsewhere. It's just DraftKings prices. Like Crawford at 3,300, the guy can be so good. It's just mind-blowing. And when the Giants leave San Francisco, their prices should go up. And it just doesn't because it's the Giants. And when they're healthy, which they are now for the most part, there's no Pence, but they've played a lot better once they started getting their key players back. So I don't know. DraftKings is DraftKings. Going to the outfield, Bryce Harper, 5,600 bucks versus Dickey. Trout, 54 versus DeGrom. Righties do hit with some power off DeGrom, so it's not like you needed help playing Mike Trout, but Trout's always in play. Mookie Betts, 5,300 versus Graveman. Betts is hot, hot, hot. Charlie Blackmon versus Bonilla at 5,300. That's a great play because everyone's going to pay for Betts or Trout or Harper. Blackmon will get overlooked and having a phenomenal year, and he's in another great spot, so I like that a lot. I mentioned Desmond. J.D. Martinez, my freaking man. He homered again yesterday. 4,700 bucks against Nicky Martinez, who gets crushed. J.D. Martinez, definitely, definitely in play. You know, he's not going to homer every day, but the guy is hitting the ball and hitting it hard, and that's all you can ask for in baseball. You know, they consider you a great ball player if you get the ball, you know, one out of every four times. Well, J.D.'s hitting it hard at least one out of every four times, if not more. So, really good stuff with J.D. Aaron Judge, 4,700 versus Arosimo. Joey Bats is hot, 4,600 versus Tillman. Joey Bats definitely in play tonight with, you know, either Morales or Smoke, something like that. You don't have to go crazy. I'll mention something about stacking later. That just reminded me. Part of my long talk with my boys yesterday, we discussed some things that made a lot of sense. Jay Bruce, 4,600. Conforto, 4,500 versus Nolasco is definitely in play. Cargo is slumping mightily. If you listen to Around the Bases, episode 12 that came out, Cargo was one of our potential, you know, comeback players, and I'm not thrilled on him. I got to see it. I know he's going to have good games, but man, he's been struggling. Springer, 4,500. That's a nice value there for potential dongs against Bauer. Nomar Mazzara against the lefty. I go elsewhere. Billy Hamilton, 4,400. Definitely in play. Stanton versus a lefty. He's one of the ones you'll use in Miami at 4,400. I love Wood, but Stanton is an option. Trumbo, 4,300, swinging a great stick. McCutcheon against Hellboy, 43. Gardner, remember, said lefties hit Ramirez well. Gardner, 4,300 is a good, good play for the Yanks. Adam Duvall versus the lefty Anderson, 4,300. Reds are definitely in play tonight. They've been having a great year as a team to begin with. Definitely in play tonight. Michael Brantley, 43. Jay Up, 42. Dexter Fowler said lefties are hitting good against Moore. He's 4,200, went yard the other day. Alther, 4,200, swinging a great stick, batting third or fourth in that Phillies lineup. It's just that environment in Pittsburgh, the game screams runs and because the pitching's so bad. It's just, I don't know, it's hard to get behind. I can get behind Corey Dickerson, C-Dick, 4,200 bucks. That guy is just insane right now. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty, 4,200 bucks. Matt Kemp against Gio at 4,200 bucks. It's a great play, but he's losing all protection in that lineup without Freeman. going to be really interesting to see how productive he is over the next 2 months. He's been on fire, been great. But no Freeman in that lineup, really no reason to pitch to Matt Kemp. So see what happens. I still like him tonight against Gio. Matt Kemp versus a lefty is always in play. Lorenzo Cain, 4,100 versus lefty. Lots of hard contact there. Adam Jones, good game yesterday. He's 4,100. Odubel Herrera versus Williams, 4,100. Definitely worth the look there. A little, I don't mind the Phillies. Like I keep saying, it's just hard to get into that one for some reason with some of the other options out there. It was Monty Tomas, 4K versus Weaver. You got Jacoby Ellsbury, another left-handed bat at $3,900. So, yes, Ellsbury definitely in play there at $3,900. You got Benintendi, $3,900. I'd probably go Ellsbury over Benintendi. Nothing against Benintendi, just matchup related. Puig versus a lefty, Nicolino, $3,900. It's one of the few times you will use Puig. Inciarte, $3,900. Kepler, $3,800. The Grandy Man, $3,800. It's always a sneaky GPV play, but just so much of a gamble. Carlos Beltran is intriguing at $3,800. Definitely intriguing. Jock jams against the lefty, go elsewhere. Jason Worth versus Dickey, $3,800. Worth, great career history off of Dickey. Great career history. You got Jorge Soler versus a lefty at $3,700. Tommy Pham is a nice-looking play tonight at $3,700 versus Mike, Mr. Moore. Matt Holliday, Colby Rasmus, $3,700. Definitely in play. Boy, it is on fire. Jackie Bradley Jr. slowly heating up. He's $3,700. Keep an eye on him. Marcelo Zuna versus the lefty, $3,700. Some definite nice middle-priced options. Like I already mentioned, Brandon Belt's a great price. He's first base outfield eligible. You got Grichik versus Moore at $3,600. It's crazy. With all the pitching options tonight, we have some great bats to target. Souza Jr. versus Severino. Souza hits righties very, very well. I mentioned Tampa's got a low in five team totals, but lefty's hitting 303, righty's 345 off Severino. So do not sleep on Souza Jr. at $3,600. Aaron Hicks at $3,600 is a great price tag against Hirosimo. Avisail Garcia versus a lefty. Avisail's having a great year, but he mashes left-handed pitching. Mashes. Avisail at $3,600 is outstanding. Reddick at $3,600 is very intriguing. He's been doing great. They've been leading him off lately, or at least batting him towards the top of that order. That's an intriguing play. This slate is fun, guys. There is a lot to play with tonight. A lot. We could get wild. If Gutierrez is playing for the Dodgers, he loves hitting lefties. He's $3,500. He's struggled this year, but that's what he's there for, is hitting lefties. So keep that in mind. Cole Calhoun at 34. I'd probably go elsewhere, but he's an option. Bradley Zimmer's $3,400 for Cleveland. He'll be a hot toy for people. He had a great game his last time out. Don't forget the time before that. He had 3 Ks, almost a fourth, almost Golden Sombrero in his debut. So don't go crazy. He's a good ball player, but he's a kid. He's going to have a lot of bad games. Getting towards the bottom here where it gets a little more interesting. Tyler Collins had a huge game the other day. It's funny. I said, I love Tyler Collins in that spot. I'd play him if you want to get weird. I just wish he was hitting higher in the order. He double-donged, had a double, had a huge game. Same scenario tonight. He's $3,200 against Nick Martinez, who's getting hit hard. It's a great matchup. Sucks he's been batting at the bottom of the order. He's still definitely an option. It's part of the stacking theory. I'll tell you later. But Collins at 32 is in play. Just not. Just wish he was hitting somewhere else. Like Chisenhall, 3,200. Same theory. Wish he was hitting somewhere else. Ezekiel Carrera, 3,100. Against Tillman is definitely worth a look there. Good leadoff option in that order. Jared Hoyne's been swinging it really well for Texas. We're getting a lot of playing time with Carlos Gomez out. He's a left-handed bat, so he might not be in the lineup tonight against the lefty Norris. Might be more of a lineup to Shields Jr. night. But Homie's been playing pretty well at $2,900. Keep an eye on that one, especially in the future, not just tonight. That's one we will keep an eye on until that price tag changes. And that's going to get us pretty much to like Scott Van Slyke, Kiki Hernandez, both versus a lefty, $2,800 each. Van Slyke first base outfield. Kiki, outfield shortstop eligible. Kiki's actually been hitting pretty well of late against lefties, so he could be a nice punt play at $2,800 tonight against Nicolino. You know, you really aren't going to need to punt a lot unless you go crazy on pitching, and there's cheap options to do it with, so I don't mind it. Like, I really, really don't mind it if you want to get kind of wild here and get some stronger pitching, like, you know, Sale on one of the 8,000 guys or something if you want to get in there. But that'll do it in the outfield spot. So stacking, when it's chalky like this and there's been home runs for days, you might want to limit. I'm not saying always, because sometimes the big stacks still play great, but you're going to need home runs. So even when a stack goes off and a guy, you know, gets two hits and two ribbies and a run scored, sure, it's nice, but he's not getting the dunks, and you need the dunks. So, like, two-man stacks might be better. Like, for the Jays, for instance, Bautista with either Smoke or Morales, whichever one's hitting right next to him. Two-man stack. I still, you know, it's nice having the guys in front of him to drive him in and everything, but when it's dong crazy, it's what you got to do. Tonight looks like a potential dong crazy night, but when it's not, then the stack works great. So it's just, you never know. Baseball's weird like that. I just want to throw out there, the way things have been going lately, two-man stacks or even no stacking at all. Just get the best options you can afford at each position with the most home run upside. I know it sounds so simple, but everyone's on the stacking mindset in their lineups all the time. Literally, go get a pitcher or two you like, pay up for them, pay down, whatever. Now, whatever money you got left, if you want to punt one position to have more money elsewhere, that's fine. But, man, if you can load up and just don't even worry about the stack, go get three really good outfielders, all with home run potential, and then some pretty good shortstops. And, like, Brandon Crawford in St. Louis has way more home run potential tonight than he does in San Francisco. And he's 3,300, so you can save money there and go elsewhere. Or you can go Tim Beckham at 3K at shortstop. Save money, go elsewhere. Beckham's hitting great. He's been showing some power of late. It's not the massive home run potential we like, but shortstop usually doesn't have a lot unless you pay out your rear end. So you save money there, and you move that money to a corner infield, to an outfield. You mix and match your lineup. I'm just trying to help you guys out a little bit so you don't get all crazy with four or five guys' stacks. Because if they don't go off, you already know you're dead. If they go off, it's freaking awesome. There's no doubt about it. But right now, the way things are heating up and the ball's been flying, you have to have home runs. So I just wanted to bring that up, just a little strategy for you there. So lastly, pitchers, Chris Sale, 13K. At Oakland, DeGrom, 11-1. I kind of steer clear there, but I understand it. Versus Angels. Alex Wood, 9,400 versus Miami. Severino, 8,800 at Tampa Bay. Morton, 8,700. First, Cleveland, Taiwan Walker, 8,400 at San Diego. Carnes, 8K at Minnesota. Waka, 7,800 versus the Giants. Helixson, 7,100 at Pittsburgh. Santiago, 6,600 versus the Royals. Erasmo Ramirez, your punt, 4,300 at the Yankees. Team totals, Dodgers against the lefty Nicolino, team total 4.75. Lefty's hitting 296, righty's 356. I mentioned, you know, Puig's interesting, Kiki Hernandez. See who they put out there, because it's always, they have a lot of lefties, but they do have some nice righties. Taylor at second base, do not forget Taylor, he's mashing lefties. But see, there's one, you pay down for Taylor, maybe that's the only Dodger you use. You're not stacking him, but he's got massive home run upside these days, and you got a decent price second baseman, and you move on. Or you have a mini stack, you can go Taylor, see who's in their lineup, maybe Taylor Puig, maybe Kiki's leading off, Taylor's batting the second, you go Kiki and Taylor for a 1-2 punch, but Kiki doesn't have the home run potential, so it's kind of a dicier play. You got to look into those kind of things and don't go all in. Also, when everyone's stacking the big bats, like 1 through 4, and you want a piece of the action, go ahead and be different. Like with Detroit, go 6, 7, 8. Go Avila, Tyler Collins, James McCann. They're still being productive. They're still, if the team's going off, they're still a part of it. And lately, they've been a big part of it. So you don't always have to go Chalk City, even though it's been working for the most part lately. Tigers versus Nick Martinez, 4.71 implied team totals. Lefty's hitting 397, righty's 345. There's where Avila and McCann get overlooked. Lefty's hitting 397. Just throwing it out there. Love JD Martinez, of course, and the rest of the company. You know, Nationals versus Dickey's great. I like Baltimore versus Aaron Sanchez, 4.62 implied team total. Pittsburgh versus Helixson's interesting, and Philly versus Williams. I mentioned both. Very intriguing. When it comes to Philly bats, lefty's hitting 367, righty 416 off of Williams. So definitely something to look into there. Astros versus Trevor Bauer, massive power upside against Bauer. Lots of loud contact there. Arizona versus Jared Weaver, everyone's hitting them. I wish it was in Coors Light, but still very much worth a look there. Blue Jays, mentioned them already. Braves versus Gio Gonzalez, righty's hitting 325. Rangers versus Daniel Norris, lefty's 317, righty's 341. So definitely some interesting options with your Rangers, like Lucroy, Napoli, guys that usually don't play much. Lucroy does, but Napoli doesn't. People hate him. These are the kind of games where he comes out of nowhere and double dongs, like he was when he was the cover boy the other day. He won't do it a lot. He goes a lot of offers with Napoli, but these are the random games where he might show up. Reds versus Tyler Anderson. Love the Reds. Lefties hit 296, righties 351. I mentioned Suarez. See if Cozart's playing. Duvall's a very good look. Mesoraco behind the dish is intriguing. He always gets overlooked. Votto's always in play. That's a no-brainer. So see who's in the lineup. Reds will be overlooked tonight. Rockies, lefties hitting 365 off of Bonilla. I mentioned I love Charlie Blackman tonight at 5K. Phenomenal play. Look at your Rockies. Valleca catching, or at shortstop, I mean. Sneaky play there. You go down the list. Red Sox are always in play. Yankees versus Rosmo. Lefties hitting 350. Padres versus Taiwan Walker. But as you start going down, it gets a little more dicey. But definitely good looks there. I've been on this long enough for you guys. 50 minutes here. But great plays tonight. Hope everybody makes some money. The slate is really cool. I like when it's so spread out like this where you can get weird. And we got that. Lots of good pitching. Lots of good bats. Hit me up on Twitter at VDAntrip. Any questions you have, I will help you the best that I can. Check us out. TheSportsDegens.com at TheSportsDegen. Mitch has his MLB DFS arcade article for the DraftKings Arcade, the new thing. Hope you guys are liking it. He came out with his piece yesterday. He's got another one I already posted this morning. Help you make your arcade lineups. I can go with this as a little 1-2 punch for your DFS prep. But more important, that's cash tonight. Good luck. Get ready for the weekend. I'll be back tomorrow with your Saturday edition. But for now, this is your Friday, May 18th, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Good luck.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.